We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 339. So the president is still speaking. I'm going to guess he's going to speak for another maybe 30, 40 minutes. You can go watch, listen on our Facebook, KMOX, that's still running. We dipped out just because I thought, honestly, I would like to listen to this, to the whole thing, but deciding whether it's interesting enough for the radio audience, like, it kind of wasn't, right?
I think you're either really in or you don't care at all. Like, I don't think there's an in-between. We should have took bets on if he was going to start on time. That would have been
fun. I would have lost.
That would have made it more interesting.
Yeah, me too.
Any overall thoughts over what we heard? Presentation, demeanor.
I think Kevin said it sounded like, you know, his standard campaign speech or State of the Union.
The one thing that stood out to me was, because like the beginning, it was just like it's a State of the Union address. Which, yeah. Let's just get to the questions. You know, I mean, I think that's something that we overall have allowed people in power to do is just not face questions. You know, I mean, to me, a president should have to do this like every couple of weeks. You should always be facing questions.
Agreed.
And so should senators and congressmen and all them, too. They should all be facing it. The one thing that surprised me was the answer when he was talking about his stuff not getting through and his surprised that the goal was to make sure that his big things didn't get through. And I'm like, have you been paying attention for the last 300 years? I mean, to me, the biggest issue coming in would have been, well, they're going to try to obstruct everything I want to do. That's issue number one. How do we get around that? And he said he was surprised by it. How are you surprised by that?
Yeah. But I asked Dave in the middle of it. I'm like, has it always been like this where you just vote straight party line? Like, no one crosses over. No one sees any legitimate reason to vote for any of the other party's bills. It's just odd to me.
Yeah.
Like, I wish one of them would step forward.
Hancock Kelly kind of thing. I was just texting with Michael while we're watching that. And, like, especially Hancock would know the votes of everything. But I think it used to be, like, 60-40, 70-30 a lot of times. And now, like, with the voting rights bill, there's not one Republican, not a single Republican that thinks there's any merit to this. That just is shocking to me. So, yeah, we're just kind of stuck. To me, it just seemed sort of the ultimate womp, womp, womp. It's like, I even asked these guys, I'm like, wait a second. Is he talking about the Build Back Better, like what he ran based on and what we've already seen? And, like, yeah, I think so. It would be almost like if the coach of the Cardinals wanted to bunt all the time and we were in last place and he did a press conference. He goes, first of all, let me address this. I like the bunt. And you're like, oh, my God. Like,
are you really
talking about bunting? Like, no.
Just say no.
Just make something up. Tell me anything other than bunting. That's just how it felt. Like, hey, all this stuff that hasn't been working and I have, like, the lowest poll ratings of any president in history, I want to talk about that. Like, okay. Okay, that seemed like a strange decision. Rach, how'd it hit you?
Back to the voting rights thing, I think the reason why not one Republican can support it is because the bill obviously needs to be massaged. I mean, Republicans are not going to vote for something that says you don't need an ID to vote. It's not going to happen. I really think the Democrats need to find a workaround on that, do something other than bring your water bill, because that's just not going to fly with the GOP. And I think it's stupid to pretend that they would ever be okay with that.
You said something the other day, which I agree with, which is rather than bitching about the Republicans, make it harder for them to say no.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that goes for
make them look like the jerk.
Concede on the ID thing and then put 10 times your effort into making sure that people have photo IDs. I mean, I just don't think that half the country is going to go like, oh, yeah, no, you don't need that. It's just not realistically going to happen. To me, my biggest takeaway was for the longest time, there was this narrative, particularly on the right, that was the media just fawns over Biden and they cover him eating ice cream every single day. Clearly, that's not the case anymore, if it ever was true. He was asked difficult questions. His feet are being held to the fire. It's not like they're just saying, so where are you happy about this? It's looking like you're failing. It's looking like you overpromised.
Yeah.
What are you going to do to course correct? I think those are fair, tough questions, and I'm happy to see it.
Yeah. I know there are a lot of people out there listening right now who think that the Bidens are like the Corleones, like they're just a crime family. You may be right. I don't see it that way. My guess is Joe's about as good a guy as you can be spending your whole life working in Washington. I just think he's weak and ineffective, and he doesn't inspire confidence, clearly, even in his own party. I think that's fair. I don't think that's being personal. I just think that's kind of where it is. You know?
Well, I think you can be the mediator and the congenial guy, and everybody in Washington can love you up until the point where you're president in 2022. If he had been president 15 years ago, maybe we would have all thought he was the greatest president ever, but the climate is different. People are tougher. You do have to take a harder line. So the kumbaya thing, I mean, I like to hear that from my commander in chief, but a lot of people are over it. And like you said, just want someone who's more hardline. So. Yeah.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 351. The president is still speaking. You can hear that over on the KMOX Facebook page if you like. Kevin, let's talk about a couple of weird sports things.
Okay.
The owner of the NBA team that was saying the stuff about China.
Yeah, how about that?
Holy crap. I had heard about it.
Yeah.
But I had not heard it.
I haven't heard it.
So the Muslim population in China, people say, and I've not looked into this, that there are millions of people over there who are basically held captive and used for like organ harvesting. Just horrible, horrible, horrible. And then this guy said what?
So
take it away, Kevin.
Yeah. So he was doing a podcast, his video, and he was asked about this. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but it's the Uyghurs. It's how it's spelled. It might be pronounced a little bit differently than that, but they are, the accusations are genocide, right? Like they're killing them. They're doing all these terrible, they're putting them in internment camps, all this stuff. And when the guy was asked about it, his response was, I don't care. I mean, like word for word, listen, he goes, there's a whole list of things about where things I care about. And there's a line right here in the middle. And this is below that line. It's not something that's
Why
on my radar.
Why did they ask him about that? But I mean, did it fit in anything they were talking about?
Because the NBA is so big in China.
Oh, yes. Okay. Right. There's a lot of criticism. And I think rightfully so towards a lot of people in the NBA, like LeBron gets hits on it. You remember a couple of years ago, the general manager of the Houston Rockets tweeted something in support of Hong Kong's independence, and China lost their minds. They banned the Rockets from being on TV there. Eventually the guy got fired and now he's with another team. But I mean, like it became a major problem because one guy on one team voiced support for Hong Kong instead of for China.
Yeah.
And everybody in the NBA really walks on eggshells when it comes to anything related to China, because China loves basketball. And they love the NBA, and they watch the games, and they have licensing deals and everything there. So it came up, I think, in that context.
Okay.
Because he's not the owner of the team. He's one of the owners of the team.
You can tell that he felt like, you know what, I'm doing something great here. Because he goes, look, I'm just saying what everyone knows. No one cares about it. I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Well, he's being honest. It looks like, so he was affiliated with the Golden State Warriors.
Yes, he's one of the owners. Yeah.
Well, now they've come out and said like, oh, he's not a part of the day-to-day and have completely distanced themselves from him. But it's like, hold on. So you don't want to associate with someone who comes out and says, I don't care about the genocide. But doesn't the NBA in general not care because you're still doing the business? Like, it's such a weird stand to take of like, well, you can't say it out loud. We can still do business with them and we can benefit off of it and we can turn a blind eye, but don't say you don't care. Only show that with your actions.
Yeah, right.
Like, this is insane.
That's pretty much it. Yeah. I mean,
but you're not defending him.
I'm not. No.
You're just saying, at least he's saying the truth.
Yeah, he's just saying the truth. Yeah. I'm not saying like, good for you, man, but he's just saying
he's
what they're all
doing. He's saying what the NBA is doing.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't get throwing him under the bus when it's like, he's just saying the quiet part out loud.
Yeah. Oh, he can go under the bus because he's being a jerk about it. But like,
But I don't understand just, the NBA throwing him under the bus.
100% agree. I mean, you know, if that same person of that kind of power, so let's say him or another guy that has a similar role on another team went the opposite way and said, yeah, what China's doing with them, with that population is terrible. It's genocide. It's a problem immediately.
Right.
That team, whatever team that person represents, would be banned in China immediately.
The NBA should have, to Rachel's point, come out and said, oh, we care very much about this population of people, and we think that what China's doing is reprehensible.
Yeah.
They didn't say that.
All they said was, oh, he doesn't reflect our views.
Right. Yeah. Right. So this is, it's a problem for the NBA. It really is. Yeah. I mean, that's one of their biggest ones.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.